Well, really what hurt them at the start was Travis Benjamin. You know, he ended up getting hurt at the start of the year, and he was having a great year. Had the great game against Buffalo, and then had a big one against Green Bay also. But you know, so they've kind of had to use some younger guys in there, but they're getting through it well. You know, Coach Tabor does a good job. He was here, obviously. They've really done a good job with it. They're a big physical team all the way throughout their team, and it covers over to, or you know, carries over to special teams. I thought they're a good group. Yeah, I would say that was a huge break. I mean, that was the last time I played in those type of conditions was here on 2005 or here 2005 when I was with Atlanta, and I think both sides had 11 punts apiece. So that's kind of what I was expecting. When we had no punts, I mean, that's unbelievable for offense and the quarterback and Coach Tressman. It's just unbelievable, really, when you think about it.
Does that lead for boring meetings this week without a whole lot of film to go through on punt coverage?
No, because we're getting ready for Cleveland anyway, you know. And actually, it was a return game stuff today because of the switch in practice. So, you know, like I told them, I said, let's not think that's going to be every week for sure. You know, it could be different. We're supposed to have some weather there this week, so it could be a factor again. Yeah, I mean, like I told you, I think you asked that, or somebody asked me that a couple weeks ago. You know, they've made some plays now. The Minnesota game, even though we gave up a play, we made some plays to affect that game tremendously. They made a play in Washington. Unfortunately, just didn't factor in our way, you know. Same thing in St. Louis, unfortunately. So just been a little bit unlucky at times, but, I mean, they're doing what they're asked to do. I can tell you that. They're working at it, and they'll keep cranking. Yeah, do I want to make a big play? Heck yeah. I mean, we want to get Devin in the end zone so the record's done and he breaks it as a Chicago Bear for sure. So, and we want to get that done, but we also want to get it done so we can get in the playoffs, hopefully, you know, make a play to help us win a game. We work on it all the time. We have certain techniques that we use that we want to avoid those things on. It's a big emphasis for me. I think there's a lot of clubs around the league that just say, you know, the officials aren't going to get it, so let's just hit them in the back, and if they don't get it, maybe we get a chance of scoring. But to me, I think that you should look at it the other way. You should try to work within the rules and figure out a way. Don't complain about the rule. Just figure out a way to do it better. And for the most part, until the last couple games, we've done that. We didn't have any penalties this past week, and Devin had one big return on punt return, so hopefully they're getting the message, and they have. We just got to continue to work at it. The word that you just said, stabilizing. I think we've all been around people that bounce around, you know, where you're up, down, up, down. He's been the same the whole time, and I think the players really have bought into that, and I think that's how we approached this past week. It didn't feel like it was the end of the world game or anything like that. You know, I mean, I think they just prepared, and that was a credit to him for sure, getting everybody on the same page, coaching staff and players.
Joe, is Devin sometimes more dangerous on a sloppy field or in adverse conditions? Does it change how you use him as a returner in those type of conditions?
You don't change it, you know. You have to allow for it, if that makes sense. You don't change your whole scheme. Sometimes, you know, you have to make the blocks quicker. You have to do things a little bit different that way, but you don't really change the scheme. I mean, I think all returners are more dangerous. We saw, you know, two in the Washington game, two in the Detroit game, where it was complete snow on the field. The tracks were horrible. The Patterson play with Baltimore, Jacoby Jones. So, I mean, it's definitely an advantage for the return team. The coverage team has to break down and go make a tackle. The return team's going forward. So it's a huge advantage now when it's a big sloppy field like that.